Welcome to the Dealer Reinsurance Specialist Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Brayton, a real-life reinsurance specialist. This podcast is for anyone with the desire to learn more about reinsurance, but is most beneficial to those who own or are associated with dealerships within the automotive, RV, motorcycle, power sports, and furniture industries. This podcast will explain reinsurance, offer strategies for success, and interview industry experts. If you currently work within these industries, own a reinsurance company, or are a dealer that would like a profit center that rivals anything else you own, the Dealer Reinsurance Specialist Podcast is for you. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Robbie here at the Dealer Reinsurance Specialist Podcast. Today's episode, Dealer Reinsurance Company Responsibilities, will explain a dealer's responsibility in regards to an affiliated reinsurance company, otherwise known as an ARC. It's really quite simple. Although an ARC is a life changer, it won't change the daily life of the dealer. This means that the majority of the ARC responsibilities are managed by the administrator, not the dealer. When it comes to functionality and management duties of an ARC, there are only three major players, two of which are the dealer. But today's conversation will break down an ARC's responsibility into four categories. Category 1, the dealership. Category 2, the insurance carrier. Category 3, the reinsurance administrator. Category 4, the dealer reinsurance company, otherwise known as ARC. Don't worry, despite 50% of the equation belonging to the dealer, the ARC responsibilities are minimal. Category 1, the dealership. At the dealership level, nothing changes. The dealer continues to offer and sell all F&I products, just like mentioned in Episode 3, Use It or Lose It. Nothing happens until products are sold because the premiums received from the sale need to be deposited into the ARC in order to earn underwriting and investment income. So no sales equals no premiums equals no deposits equals no underwriting or investment income. It really is that simple. That said, partner with a provider that allows all products to be reinsured because sales of products number 3 through number 5 can really move the needle for an ARC. Okay, so despite no increase in dealership workload, the dealer receives additional benefits like claims involvement and override authority and net remit of claims and cancellations while still receiving 100% commission on all product sales, the ability for dealer packs and overrides, etc., etc. It's a classic win-win scenario. The only duty required of the dealer in this category is to continue to offer and sell products. Those not doing so will need to make that minor change, which is well worth the effort. It provides customers with important products and the dealer the opportunity to capitalize on back-end as well as reinsurance profit. Category 2. The insurance carrier. This is where the reinsurance magic happens because without a reinsurance carrier, reinsurance would not be possible. Remember episode 1, turn a dealership expense into a personal asset? We discussed that reinsurance is insurance for insurance companies. It's a form of risk transfer that allows one insurer, the dealer, to transfer risk to another insurance carrier who bears the legal responsibility. In regards to an ARC, the insurance carrier handles all the insurance-related duties. They bear legal responsibility, provide underlying insurance, cover stop loss, state compliance, premium tax. They issue policies, lender approvals, and reserve postings. Whew! That's a lot of work, stress, and anxiety removed from the dealer's plate. Enjoying the podcast so far? Make sure to never miss an episode by clicking the subscribe button now. The Dealer Reinsurance Specialist Podcast is made possible by listeners like you, so thank you for the support. Now back to the show. Category 3, the Reinsurance Administrator. The administrator coordinates and manages all aspects of an ARC, including the interaction between the dealership/dealer and the various third-party industry experts, such as the insurance carrier, wealth manager, CPA, etc. The administrator duties include claims adjudication, risk analysis, financial consulting, tax return preparation, financial reviews, which are the session reports, record keeping, financial statements, loan and dividend administration, coordination of trust account deposits, etc. That's a double woo! Another large chunk of work not required of the dealer, or their business manager, or their CPA, their attorney, etc. The dealer is not responsible for any administrative duties. Category 4, the dealer reinsurance company, otherwise known as the ARC. The dealer at the dealer reinsurance company level is required to attend an annual board meeting. That's it. Attend an annual board meeting and receive 100% of the profit, and that's underwriting and investment income. And it means lower federal and state tax rates, only being taxed on investment income, plus all the other benefits and features associated with owning an ARC that were mentioned in episode 2, what should be available in a reinsurance structure. If the dealer's ARC responsibilities seem non-existent and simple, you are correct. The dealership changes nothing and the dealer attends an annual board meeting. Everything else ARC related is handled by the administrator and the insurance carrier. Now, the lack of additional duties for an ARC is an amazing benefit, but it's also a lot of responsibility that's being farmed out to your reinsurance partners. Make sure that they are up to the task, and establishing an ARC is well worth the effort to turn a dealership expense into a personal asset that becomes a profit center that rivals anything else a dealer owns. Let's recap. Nothing changes at the dealership. Continue to sell all F&I products. The insurance carrier bears legal responsibility and handles all insurance-related requirements. A reinsurance administrator coordinates everything and everyone in relationship to an ARC. The dealer reinsurance company, otherwise known as an ARC, attends an annual board meeting and receives 100% ownership control and profit, plus a whole host of other amazing benefits. Time for a bit of industry news. A recent report titled, IRS Turns the Heat Up on Taxpayers Participating in Micro-Captive Insurance Transactions, has caused a bit of a stir within our industry. Straight to the point, this doesn't pertain to any of our clients and shouldn't affect those associated with other dealer reinsurance manager providers either. The report is in regards to IRS IR 2020-2016. January 31, 2020, the IRS issued a bulletin regarding the current status of its efforts directed at abusive captive insurance arrangements of the sort identified in Notice 2016-66. This notice is related to the well-known problems with enterprise risk captive insurers that lack many of the attributes of insurance, such as proper coverage, timely payments of claims, etc., and also have completely different structures than what occurs in dealer reinsurance. Our company believes that there will be little, if any, impact of this bulletin on the F&I industry, as we have successfully handled several IRS audits involving auto F&I insurance, otherwise known as dealer reinsurance, issues since the inception of Notice 2016-66. In fact, we believe that reputable F&I providers should actually welcome this development, especially a company like ours, as the safe move is to align with the one program that already has IRS approval. Quick recap, this report is not dealer reinsurance focused. That combined with an IRS approval and over 30 years of experience in this space should ease the mind. And that's today's news. Well, that's it for today's episode of the Dealer Reinsurance Specialist. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week for a brand new topic. Please make sure to direct any questions or share any feedback to our website at www.thedealerreinsurancespecialist.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you, and enjoy the day.